Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies coming back live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Friday morning, April 10th. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yeah, happy Friday.
Eric Bickle.
Morning.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
That is the foursome.
What's up?
Got a lot planned on a Friday show. We're going to talk entertainment with Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5. He'll join us at 7. We're going to play our interview with John Taffer, who we interviewed a couple days ago, the star of Bar Rescue. 7 seasons deep, he has a lot of interesting takes on how the economy is going to come back in the restaurant world and the hospitality business, places like casinos. So we'll hear from John Taffer coming up at 7:20. We got John Feinstein at 8, Fridays with Feinstein, and Dr. Tom Mayer, who is the medical director for the NFLPA. He'll join us to give us his take on what's going on and how that might affect the NFL down the road. Disappointing news yesterday. We thought we would at least have the UFC in 2 weeks. They pulled the plug on that. Apparently ESPN and Disney kind of urged Dana White to pull the plug. There were already people that were supposed to be fighting pulling out.
Well, I think it started with Gavin Newsom, right? He was the one that pressured ESPN and Disney, and then they went to him, and there you go.
I guess the site was going to be on like an Indian reservation.
What's he got, some island thing he still wants to do? Like, what is
this?
I think
he's been trying to buy a private island. That whole thought of get all of your athletes to an island where nobody has corona,
right,
and
right,
then have the events there. There are different organizations trying to pull something off like that. Now, Major League Baseball is not trying to pull it off with an island, but they're trying to get everybody over to Arizona.
Right. Phoenix is their island.
Right.
That's their oasis away from the virus.
I'm sure Dana White's happy about that, having to cancel it.
Well, he had a lot of fighters that were pulling out anyway, right, for various reasons.
Yeah, I think one of the fighters, one of the headliners, said that her family was like, I don't know if they were giving her death threats, because that would seem ironic, giving them death threats, but she was getting grilled by family members, like, what are you doing?
Well, here's something we could talk about later in the show. I just saw this morning, and it's alarming, and I kind of agree with it. I just get preface this by saying I told my wife yesterday, I said, you know, this whole thing is really spooking me because, it's gotten to the point now where I really don't want to be near people. Like, I really don't want to go to the store, and I haven't been in probably 10 days. And I don't know when I'm ever going to want to. I mean, I know eventually that'll go away, but in the short term, I really don't want to be near people. And I saw something this morning that said, and this shocked me, that until they have a vaccine,
a big number.
Somebody did a poll. Until we have a vaccine, 72% polled said they wouldn't go to an NFL game.
Oh yeah, I've seen those polls.
Until they have a vaccine,
and then
they
also
won't go they won't go to a college football game.
Well, it's a very small sample size. 700 people were polled.
Okay, still.
But out of those 700, yes, 72%.
I get that. I'm telling you, this whole thing is just a mind F for for a lot of people.
And the NFL was they were already facing attendance problems pre-coronavirus. I mean, we saw it clearly here in D.C., but you know, other markets were seeing attendance drops. And this is only going to exacerbate it and make it much worse.
Okay. And I don't blame people. I don't blame people at all. They don't want to be in a mass stadium with people until they know that this particular threat has basically extinguished.
Right. Hey, it's going to take a hit. All the sports are going to take a hit. But again, time heals all wounds. Eventually, fans will realize they can go to these stadiums and go to arenas and go to concerts.
Yeah, but is it going to be a year and a half? Is it going to be 18 months?
I don't know
months?
How long it's going to be.
I think that's how long it takes to get a vaccine?
It might take a year. Yeah, it might take a year.
At least pre-vaccine, I think you're going to see a lot of at least NFL teams because they're the next big league to open up business. I think you're going to see a lot of slash ticket prices. I think you're going to see slash ticket prices, incentives for people to come into the stadium, cheaper concessions, cheaper parking. I mean, the owners are going to take – look, I'm not crying for the owners, but they're going to take a hit if they want people back in their buildings.
Well, I wonder if they're even going to make seats next to each other available.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to do seats in clusters to try to encourage.
But they may have to revamp the whole way they approach their
stadiums. But even like at Safeway now, that's the grocery store that we use. Safeway now has changed their way that you go to the store, apparently. They have arrows. So every other aisle, it's like one-way traffic. You can only go this way. So imagine if you're in a stadium. Imagine how packed the concourse level, where the concessions are and everything?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
How are they going to manage that at a Caps game? How are you going to manage that at a Caps game?
I mean,
that's a legit circus.
Let's just see what the landscape is in August or September.
I don't think it's going to be that much different.
If it's not, then yeah, it's going to be a problem. But if it is, if it's different, if everything levels off and drops significantly,
I love your spirit.
Maybe these people feel differently.
How's it going to be, Jason? What are you thinking in your head?
Just the treatments. Maybe we get some good news from the medical world, and treatments are better, and people are being cured of this in 5 days, 4 or 5 days, and the number of deaths have decreased, significantly. Maybe
they find out more every day. And then you see stories. I get encouraged by the stories of the 101-year-old who survived their bout with coronavirus.
Yeah, that was cool. I saw that.
Even Valdez talking about his grandmother having a mild case of coronavirus. She's 87 years old, was living in a senior center.
Well, I don't think she had a mild case. She was on oxygen and in the hospital. I don't know how mild it was.
He described it as mild.
She just got through it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's good. That's great news.
No, of course it is.
It's great news for all the people who have it.
And two other things.
It's definitely a mind F. I'm having to kind of deal with something again today. So my wife 2 weeks ago was as sick as I've known her. I've never known her to be as sick as she was 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And, she started freaking out, like maybe I got coronavirus. But she didn't have many of the symptoms. She didn't have fever. She didn't have the tightness in the chest or shortness of breath. But she was bedridden for a day and a half. And yesterday she started complaining she had a sore throat. And again this morning, throwing up. Mm. That's like 2 weeks later. And so you start kind of freaking out. Hopefully they're just independent things. Maybe she's got strep throat because nobody's going to the regular doctor anymore. Maybe she's got something like strep. Now, I don't understand the vomiting part of it. But that's what I was dealing with this morning because I don't even know what to do.
Are those minute clinics even open?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I got one right around the corner.
Yes.
I wonder if it's even open.
Yes, they are.
They are. So you can go there.
It's a medical facility. I'm guessing they would be open.
You could call them and say, this is what her symptoms are. And they might say, come in and we'll just check her and give her a flu test or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know.
So is it as bad as it was 2 weeks ago?
I don't think so. I came down here early to connect everything and then went back up and... Because the other thing was is then the little one wakes up and then trying to get her back to sleep. And then Jess is in the bed, kind of bedridden. So who knows what's going to happen here today.
Right. You can put her on your lap. Isabella could be on your lap during a show. All good.
So the California governor, did he say that he would be surprised if there was any sports in California before Thanksgiving?
I'm not surprised. I didn't see that, but I'm not surprised.
I've seen things like that from him. I didn't see the specific date of Thanksgiving. He's been one of the most proactive governors in the country. I would say him, the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine. There have been a few others who are really proactive, and I think Hogan as well.
I told I was telling my buddy, I've talked to you guys about it, that I heard a story that one of the Big Ten ADs told the fall coaches that the August workouts will probably be pushed to September, but be prepared mentally for the season to be postponed slash canceled in the fall. And that's all the coaches they told. That's football, you know, volleyball, whatever, mm-hmm. basket, whatever that is in the fall.
Well, they're just saying be prepared.
Yes.
So get it in your mind that it's a possibility.
Right.
I'm usually a pessimist. I'm just saying
that. I know. You seem optimistic.
Well, I'm just saying let's just see where we are in 3 months. I mean, if we're at the same level and people are, you know, 500 people are dying a day in New York or whatever. And,
well, we're not going to be. That's going to be down, but it's still, I mean, that I think it's proven that's going to come down, and we might be at the beginning of that coming down. Yeah. But if it's still percolating out there, everyone says you still got to be super, super careful.
But this is all still very new. I mean, we've only been doing this for a month, or a couple months. It's been, you know, ravaging the country. But let's see where we are in August. If we are in the same spot, it's going to be bad.
Well, if social distancing is the only thing that's combating it, which it's definitely working, then you're not going to have those seasons. You're just not going to. I wonder if they're even going to have school. I guess they'll just have online school. From now on, kids will have online school until they find a vaccination and find a better treatment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's possible.
It's possible, but that would be horrible.
And it's so tough.
Because that means all of the spots that are still closed economically will be just – it'll be calamity.
Well, yeah.
you can argue that it already is.
It already is. But what they can do, and I think it's just a given. I think we all understand what they're going to do is once they get these antibodies tests out there, those people are going to be the first ones given the green light to go back to work, to get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? There might be more of those people than you think because there was a study. I'm not sure. Was it in Iceland or whatever? I'm sure you guys saw the story where they tested 10% of the population or something somewhere. And they thought that maybe 10% would have already had the virus. Turns out a third of those tested, I think that's right, already had the virus. A third of those, something like that. I mean, it was crazy numbers.
So already had worked through their system, even though they hadn't had an official test beforehand.
Let me finish this point, Jimmy. My son was telling me that his buddy, and I won't say at what school, but was talking to his buddies, and they said, we all got tested. We couldn't believe it. We already had it.
Mm-hmm. The other side of it is, and I don't know how credible these stories are, is there are some stories of people getting it again.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I think it's false negatives and stuff like that or some weird. I think that's something with the testing.
I saw the story, false positives.
False negatives. So they're testing negative, and then they're testing him again, and it's still in there.
Still,
you know what I mean? No, false negative.
Oh, they're still having it, right.
Yeah, that's my bet. I heard Fauci had a kind of a different explanation for it about something in there, but I think it's some combination of that.
By the way, the Vibe Machine up and running today. It was closed yesterday for whatever reason.
Took a day off. Unscheduled day off.
Vibe Machine took an unscheduled a personal day.
Yeah.
But it's back up and running. So you can text in 800-636-1067. We can talk about whatever you want.
Right.
Should we go to the phones?
To touch people.
800-636-1067 is the number. I believe Scott's in Damascus wants to chime in.
Scott, are you there? Yeah. Hey, buddy.
I'm here. How you guys doing?
What's up? All right. Hanging in there. What's going on with you?
First I got to tell you, I know a lot of callers have been saying this, but you guys are keeping me and so many of us sane in the DMV. Appreciate you guys every day. I wake up and the world has not ended, and you guys are on the radio, and I really appreciate it, each and every one of you guys.
Well, thanks. Thank you. I have to say, it's no heroic action. We want to work, and we're working from home. It's not that hard.
I'm a teacher, and so I'm watching Zoom classes of other people teaching. So I want to work too. The reason I called is so this COVID is hitting hard for lots of people. Thankfully, right now I don't have it. My family doesn't have it, but my wife works at Walter Reed, and she was quarantined because two people there tested positive who were in her unit, and she's tested. And then my daughter, who's leukemia, went down to Children's. So we were in the ER today. I was telling your producer, she just got tested. So we'll know soon if either one of them are. They haven't been exposed to it. The reason my daughter was down there was because of other things that related to just the conditions when you have leukemia. So But not where we want to be, not what we want to be facing either way. So, you know, just as a, you know, precaution to everybody, stay inside. Don't go outside if you don't have to. Don't, you know, I mean, it's a message we have to hear, but, you know, wear your masks. Put your masks on. I hope everybody's wearing a mask. You just don't know who you're interacting with and who they could have in their family or how they could be impacted by it. It's really a time for us to think about everybody else. And, you know, I appreciate you guys. You're thinking about everybody. You've been the tip of the spear. I learn more every day from you and Dr. Fauci than anybody else. Appreciate it.
I like that.
Cakes, you're my man. I'm nimble with numbers on Twitter. And Cakes, you are you're one of my favorite people on the tweets. So you guys are keeping me sane. I appreciate you. And I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys talk. So.
All right. Best to your Thanks, daughter. Scott. Best to your family, buddy.
Yeah, stay safe. Nimble with numbers. That's his Twitter handle.
I don't know if I'm familiar with it, but I'm going to look it up and see if I've seen
stuff.
It before.
All right, as I mentioned, top of the show, we got a bunch of guests on the show today. Kevin's going to join us at 7. We'll get the latest on the entertainment world from him. John Taffer, you don't want to miss that, at 7:20, the host of Bar Rescue. Fridays with Feinstein at 8. And we have the medical director of the NFLPA, Dr. Tom Mayer. He's going to join us at 9 o'clock. That's all right here.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On the Junkies. This song will never get old to me.
It's a great. I'm so glad you played that.
Smashola.
What made you think to play that, Valdez? It was out of the box for you.
It's just in the system.
You're going back to your new metal phase with some Limp Bizkit. What's next, Korn? Then you can throw
POD,
some Linkin Park. That has to be right around the corner, I would think.
Do it.
Cakes, how old is Fred Durst?
Fred Durst,
51.
I think he's older than we are.
I think he's right around
there. It's around our age at this point.
He is 49.
49.
Okay. So he's old Flakesy's age, 49.
He is 49.
Hey, why don't we do that, Valdez? Right. No, he's not going to like this, but... What if we did an old HFS day? Like, can he just play songs today from that era?
He can definitely do that.
Let's from 2003, 2004. Let's go back to...
And give him some suggestions, too.
Yeah, like, I remember every day I'd come into work and I would hear the Eminem song. Every day I heard that on the way to work.
I know E.B. Seitz for Smile, Empty Soul, Bottom of a Bottle.
Play that. We had Linkin Park, Three Doors Down.
Hoobastank.
3 Days Grace. That's my go-to.
Let's do a little Donna's.
Definitely do that.
I could see Valdez rolling his eyes, but I would be psyched.
It's like you have a Zoom right in front of me.
It's an HF Festival Friday.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Let's have some fun.
Well, Limp Bizkit, that's
life.
One of my go-tos. I mean, of my liked songs on Spotify, like a lot of times I'll just play my liked songs. Limp Bizkit will come up now, 1 out of 300 or whatever, but
right,
that's in the genre of the songs that I listen to.
So what'd you guys do yesterday? I mean,
it was nice
out, but man, it was windy.
It wasn't that nice. I mean, it got nice later in the day.
It was just, yeah, I know, you're right. It rained. We actually went for a walk, took the dog for a walk, 5 miles.
Damn.
And as we're walking back, it started to rain. Now, there were kind of passing showers, but they were coming down kind of hard. So I thought about calling my younger daughter, who was still at home, to come pick me up. But I said, screw it. We'll just walk back. Got poured on. But then it got sunny, and then it got really windy. I mean, the wind gusts here, probably over your house too, were like 35, 40 miles per hour. In fact, Doug Kammerer listed all of the wind gusts in the area. Leesburg was 60 at one point. So there were 60-mile-per-hour winds out here in Loudoun County.
Right.
And still kind of windy this morning. But yesterday, trash cans blowing all over the neighborhood. Yep. People putting their boxes out and their bags
and
of trash.
During the spring, wind is the allergy sufferer's worst nightmare. Because all that's doing is blowing pollen just straight into your face if you're outside. And just spreading it around and making it even worse. Right. It just sucks.
So I tried to sit outside, but it was too windy.
Yeah, it was gross. It was just a gross day.
And today's going to be cold.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, it's going to be. I don't even know if it's going to reach 50 today.
Is it going to rain, though?
I don't think it's going to rain. I just think it's going to be cold. Right. Colder.
Yesterday was one of my least eventful days during this quarantine time. Yeah. And partly it was because of the weather, because I was going to go out for a little walk, and Isabella wanted to use her tricycle. And right. we go out on the tricycle, which is a really slow process. She's just starting to pedal. It's really a pain in the ass. And then it started drizzling, and I was like, okay, cool, it's drizzling. And then we kind of just went for a ride. There was a chance I was going to pick up something that my wife ordered. You know, Easter's on Sunday, and my oldest still expects, like, an Easter basket with chocolates and everything. And so we ordered some stuff from Michael's, and I drove over there, and it wasn't ready yet. It was curbside, but the place, it was either closed or whatever, checked online. It just wasn't even there. But then it just kind of drove around for a while, came back, and then it's all about getting lunch, nap. After that, pick up the older kids.
Right.
That is kind of rinse, repeat. We have dinner, and then I fell asleep on the floor getting Isabella to sleep. I mean, I don't even think I popped on the TV once yesterday.
What time did you finally go to sleep?
I fell asleep in a room roughly 9:15, 9:30.
We watched Survivor with my girls and my wife. My son doesn't care. From the night before, and then we did two Naked and Afraid. Then went to bed 11:15.
All the TV you watch now, people were wearing like loincloths or no clothing whatsoever.
Is it a new season of Survivor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, Jason, I tried for hours to figure out a way for us to do this, and it's just come to my attention, and I just know this intuitively, that no matter how we do it, if we do a viewing party where I have like the show on my screen and you guys all watch it, it's just going to get shut down for copyright infringement. The only way to do it is we all watch it together, and we can do this, and then I'll tell you the website to go to. You know, like discovery.com or something, and I'll tell you exactly which episode, and we all just hit play at the same time.
Right.
And then the listeners do the same thing.
Sounds like a process.
Well, I don't think it's that hard, but I give you the website, and then you find the episode, and I say, okay, ready? Everybody hit play now, and then we just watch it together.
Gotcha. But, by the way, Cakes, you'll probably find this funny because you have little yap dogs. I call them yap dogs.
Right.
Dogs that weigh like, you know, 4 to 6 pounds that just yap all day.
They're not that small, but yeah, they're smaller than Luca.
But his dogs don't really yap. I haven't heard his dogs once during the last couple of weeks.
Well, maybe they're in quarantine. But see, so I'm walking down the street and, you know, my dog, when she sees other dogs, she'll show aggression, right?
Right.
But she's walking down the street, and these two little yap dogs come flying out of some guy's backyard, right, without a leash, and they literally attack my dog.
Okay, that's not cool.
All right, now, they can't do much damage because they weigh about 4 pounds, but they're biting at her tail, and they're biting at her back legs.
Just being annoyances.
And I'm pulling my dog back because she's starting to go bananas. Yeah. Like, she would have eaten the dogs.
Oh, of course.
If I let her go, she would have destroyed both dogs.
Yeah.
And then the guy comes out of his front door. He goes, you know, starts calling the dogs back. I'm like, dude, my dog's not friendly. I'm just telling you.
Right.
If something happens, it's not on me because my dog's on a leash. Your dogs aren't.
Yep.
And they keep yapping and they're attacking her, and I'm pulling my dog away. Finally, he calls them back. He goes, yeah, they think they're 100 pounds. I'm like, dude, that could have been a couple of donut holes for my dog.
Could have been ugly.
And I'm just thinking, you know what? Maybe I should just let her go. Because I was so bitter at those dogs. Those are the worst dogs. How can you let your dogs go out and attack another person or another
dog?
Well,
it's just a bad – it's not on the dogs. It's the dog owner for letting
them
run loose.
Okay, it's the dog owner. That's what I'm saying.
It's a bad dog owner.
If I would have let my dog go for 5 seconds, she would have destroyed one of those dogs. Now, I would have been sued.
Right.
Right?
And you would have felt bad. You would have felt bad.
No, I hate those dogs. They're ugly. And I don't know. I told my wife, like, next time that happens, I think I'm just going to let the dog go. Let's see what she does.
Whatever happened to the German commands for Luca? Do you still use that? Remember, you had a trainer.
I've got my own commands.
What are some of your commands? I'm dying to know.
Well, I mean, they're not German. They're just in English.
All right. I want to hear them, though. Like, stop.
Stop, stay, here, come in, you know, whatever. But my point is, if I would have let my dog go, she would have destroyed both dogs. And I thought about doing it for a split second.
Better you didn't.
All right.
You just have to tell that guy that he's got to get a fence or can't let his dog just run loose in the neighborhood.
And he showed no urgency, really.
Right.
They need to be leashed up, Case.
I'm like, dude.
Freak on a leash to give you a corn reference.
If my dog gets a hold of your dog right now, you're not going to be happy. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
But finally, he called him back.
Good.
I just couldn't believe the balls
you
on those
You averted
things.
A crisis. That's good.
I mean, my dog's, you know, 70 pounds and fangs the size of steak knives.
Yeah.
It could have been a bad day for him.
By the way, if this quarantine lasts, let's say, another 6 months, Jason could be walking a marathon by the end of this thing.
I know.
I might as well just start jogging and say you did one.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah.
You better call Chris Farley, get some new walking / running shoes. You're going to wear the soles out on your shoes.
Yeah, I do. I need some new Nikes. Nike Pegasus.
You know what? I know you. Do you walk with a road soda?
No.
You don't?
No,
you
because...
You haven't?
No, because we do it too early in the day.
Yeah.
And I don't like to start boozing until like 4 o'clock. Because if I start boozing at...
That's early, 4 o'clock.
10:30, 11 o'clock, I mean, I'll just be done by 2.
Are you using sunblock?
Only when I'm golfing. I don't usually when I take a walk.
Because it snuck up on me on Monday when I went for a run after the show. So I left probably 10:30, 10:45. Mm-hmm. And I was red as a tomato afterwards. I just completely slept on it.
Yeah, right. I mean, the sun's pretty strong.
I hope the sun comes out today. I don't care what temperature it is. As long as the sun comes out, I'm good. I get depressed when it's hurting like yesterday. I just don't get sized.
But, Eric, to answer your question, I usually don't open up the first one. I crack open the first one about – I try and wait till 3:30, 4 o'clock.
See, I try to wait till later, till like 6:37 because
– Well, you're going to bed later than I am.
I go to bed late, and if I start at 4, I'll have 5, and then I'm just going to feel terrible the next day.
I think for the first time in like 6 months when I set my alarm, when it says the alarm will go off in blank hours and blank minutes – for the first time, as long as I can remember, the hours number had an 8 in front of it.
Impressive.
Like, I can't remember. It's usually like, you're going to wake up in 6 hours and 3 minutes because you're stupid and you're staying up way too late.
That's a good feature.
I think last night it said 8 hours, 11 minutes.
Yeah. I've never seen that feature on any of my alarm clocks or
no,
phones.
No, ours does that. That's what the Androids do. It's the Samsung.
Team Samsung.
Mine
right
usually
here.
Says like 5:50, like right. 5 hours, 45 minutes.
And all that does when you see that, it crushes your soul. It takes your soul and just smashes it.
So I was in bed by 9 last night. So what was I watching last night? I was watching some replay of a game, which I don't like to do, but I was doing
it. Yeah, I can't do that. I won't. As desperate as I've been, the only replays I'll watch WSOP, like main event, final tables. I will watch those.
Even if you've seen them before?
Even if I've seen them.
Like you see an old Chris Moneymaker one, you're going to watch it?
Oh, I'll watch Chris Moneymaker. I'll watch Sammy Farha. I'll watch Lee Childs lay down his queens to Jerry Yang.
Right,
I'll watch anything, man. I will just take a deep dive. I'll watch Scott Blumstein, who won a few years ago, John Sin. I'll watch them all. I don't care.
Right.
Just give me the content, and I will watch.
Why don't you sign up for one of the Renegade sites? Why don't you put your money on America's Card Room, Cakes?
I'm not big on putting money onto sites where I'm pretty sure it's never going to come off. So I'd rather just play.
Let's just put a couple $100 and we'll just play a little sit and go.
No, I'm on Poker Stars for play money.
Oh.
And I'll do like a weekly tournament where I'll put $10
you can't
in
do play money.
No, you're not listening.
No.
It's
for real money.
I'll put $20 into a PayPal kitty and then it'll get chopped up at the end of the tournament.
Yes.
I'll do that.
You mean with buddies?
Like a home game tournament.
In fact, there's a home
deal.
Game on Sunday night. See, it starts too late for me. It's an 8 o'clock game on Sunday night.
Yeah, it's kind of late. I was thinking of doing that, but 8 p.m. means
who's hosting it?
The Ashburn crew.
How about 6 p.m.?
Actually, I think Turley is hosting it.
You know what? I'm going to lobby him to make the starting time like 6.
Well, maybe 4.
4, 5. That works.
What happens if you start at 8 and you go to like final table? I don't know how many guys are going to get in, but if you go, you know, if you're one of the last 5 or 6 guys, you'll be up until midnight.
Right. I mean, you guys aren't into watching J.C. Tran bluff off all of his chips at the main event final table from like 7 years ago because I was watching some of that yesterday.
Possibly.
I'm a nerd. I'm a stupid poker nerd.
How was your birthday party?
It was good. We got curbside takeout from Grill Marks, so helping to support a local business during this obvious downturn.
Grill Marks was great.
Did that for dinner, and then had an ice cream cake and you know, just a little celebration at home with the family. It was nice. Yeah. It's got to be a little bit weird for you because, you know, you're fortunate in a way that you have, like, Kurt's cousins live fairly nearby, right, in Olney. You got everybody kind of in Olney.
Yeah.
Your sister-in-law, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law. And so typically, I would guess, you probably would have had a party with all of those people.
Sure. But it was just a stay-at-home party.
Yeah.
Nobody else. I mean, we're not doing that bit. I mean, any sort of parties that happen, it's going to be over like Zoom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what we did.
Stay away from people.
Isabella's third birthday was supposed to be at a little gym.
Yeah.
What are the chances those places ever open up again?
We've done a few shopping trips for Amy's parents, and I drop the stuff off on their porch, wave from the door, talk a little bit, and then I'm on my way.
That's what I did. It's so bizarre.
It's weird. That's just the way, right now, this is the way we have to live.
Are you feeling the way I talked about in the first segment, Cakes, where I'm just kind of weirded out by seeing people right now? I really don't want to be around
people. But I'm basically a hermit already. So it's not been a huge life adjustment for me. I mean, it is weird, but I'm,
But like going to the grocery, when you go to Safeway, it's weird and you're trying to walk past somebody really fast and not get too close to them.
It's all about avoidance.
Yeah.
You just avoid people.
It's very
even friends.
It's
even
abnormal.
Friends that you see. What'd you say?
It's abnormal. It's very weird.
Yeah, it's so bizarre, but I'm telling you, it's affecting me. It's going to take me a while to get out of that mode. I just know how I am.
Honestly, well, how will you sit in the studio with us then?
I don't know. I'll be the last one there.
I mean, how are you going to sit, 2 feet from Cakes?
So I'll be the last one there, I promise.
Oh, I know, but you're going to be there 4 hours, 2 feet.
No. I'm saying I'm going to be the last one there by like days and weeks.
It's going to take
me a while to gradually get back into society.
Right.
I'm telling you, man.
You reassimilate.
It's ruined a lot of things for me. I don't know how I'm ever going to go. I don't know. Like, again, the whole Safeway thing. I used to love to get food. And now it's just a whole process. I get packages now. I freak out. I don't want the germs in my house. This isn't bad.
The last big shopping trip I did, when I brought the groceries home, my wife, disinfected everything. We took stuff out of boxes.
I was
like, this is no way to live. This is terrible.
It's awful.
It stinks.
It's so awful. And my wife is going to grab something, or my daughter, and we're all on the same page, but I'm so paranoid about it, I'm like looking over her shoulder, making sure she's doing it to my satisfaction.
Right.
You know what I mean? Disinfecting to my satisfaction. It's bizarre. I don't like
it. You would never do what I'm doing this weekend, having some people over for a front yard happy hour.
I want to, actually.
You would never do that. You don't like people.
No, I love. I actually do love being around my friends. And
I don't like people that much.
I don't care about average people, but my friends and family, I miss.
Why can't you have your brothers come over and just have a little front yard happy hour?
I'm trying to live by the spirit.
You sit like 10 feet apart on a lawn chair.
I'm trying to live by the spirit of it right now, which I don't think they really want you to do. Right now, that's hardcore.
I know.
They want you all to have masks.
And they want you to just kind of stay home. So I'm trying to live by the hardcore rules.
Now, his kids are older, and your brother's kids are, none of them are toddlers, I don't think.
Yeah.
But it'd be hard. You have all those cousins, and then they can't even really interact. They're like 10 feet apart.
I don't think it would work.
Yeah.
It would just be a mess.
It's tough. I told you, when my 3-year-old saw a couple of little girls, she just wanted to run around, and they had a ball, and it was a weird thing. You didn't want the other kid to kick the ball or touch the ball.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I still have that basketball from 3 weeks ago when Stevie had his friend over, and I let him shoot baskets with different balls.
I haven't touched it.
The Corona ball is still outside. But meanwhile, the kid doesn't have Corona.
Right.
Nothing. It's still outside my house.
Why don't you spray it with some Lysol?
You know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do is punt it and let somebody have it. That's how messed up my brain is right now.
Yeah.
This thing is not good.
Wasn't that great beforehand?
This has made it 10 times worse.
Yeah.
It's 10 times worse.
No, it's very weird. I'll tell you what. I received 2 boxes. I don't do the disinfecting, which... maybe I'm rolling the dice. My mom sent over some cookies for Easter from Cheryl's. Of course, she ordered what she thought was 1 box. 2 boxes arrived here, which is, we're going to have so many cookies from Cheryl's. It's ridiculous. But
I didn't disinfect the box. I just took it out of the box.
Well, if you could take it out of the box, like say outside, and then bring your stuff inside, but you don't want to, you know, you don't want to cross contaminate inside.
Yeah, I probably botched it. I mean, I put it on a table, I broke down the boxes, then I took it to the recycle bin.
Well, did you wipe down the table?
No.
Yeah. Well, you might as well just eat off it. You might as well just lick the box. Yeah,
some people don't think about it. They just don't think about it when
it's fine. Normally you shouldn't.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, this is ruining us.
All right, phone number if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We do have Kevin McCarthy joining us at 7. Coming up next, though, what are the Houston Texans doing? They make another trade. We'll talk about Cakes' favorite NFL head coach, Bill O'Brien, next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. So mentioned, the Houston Texans made a deal yesterday. They traded away a second-round pick for Brandon Cooks, who is on, I think, his fourth team in 5 or 6 seasons. He bounces around a lot.
He's been traded multiple times.
So been very productive at each of the stops. I think he had 4 straight 1,000-yard seasons. But they went from having DeAndre Hopkins to Brandon Cooks, and I guess that's not a humongous downgrade. But it's all the other things that you read about. You know, they give up a second-round pick. Cooks is going to make a lot of money. Yeah. They probably could have got a receiver in the draft.
No, this is one of the deepest wide receiver drafts in years, and you trade a valuable asset in a second-round pick to overpay a guy who's had multiple concussions and a lengthy injury history. I don't know what Bill O'Brien is doing.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
I don't understand what's happening
so
there.
So he acquired the second rounder and the fifth rounder from Arizona for Hopkins, and then he traded the second rounder to get Cooks, correct?
Right.
Or one of his second rounders to get Cooks.
Correct.
And Cooks, by the way, signed a 5-year, $81 million deal before I guess 2018. So he's got a bunch of money left on his deal. The Rams actually take a hit on some dead cap money, $22 million.
Most of the money, I guess, has been paid by the Rams. There's not a ton of guaranteed money left for Cooks. But when you're considering that apparently DeAndre Hopkins wanted more money and wanted between $18 and $20 million, and the Texans, they went out and signed Randall Cobb, and now they've brought in Brandon Cooks. That's guaranteed $38.7 million over the next 2 years. It's about the same amount of money. Wouldn't you rather have just DeAndre Hopkins and then find somebody else
versus
Randall Cobb and
Brandon Cooks. You're getting a lesser player.
And the Cobb signing makes no sense either. I mean, he's a fine wide receiver, but the Texans, I think they guaranteed him $18 million. Like, his market was reported to be around the $4-5 million range for one season, and the Texans gave him triple that guaranteed for another guy who has, you know, issues staying on the field. Bill O'Brien is assembling a collection of skill players that all they do is get injured and have soft tissue injuries and miss a ton of games. Will Fuller, Brandon Cooks with the concussions, David Johnson comes over in the trade with the Cardinals. You know, a depth guy in Kiki Kuti has issues staying on the field. Kenny Stills, I mean, he's a guy who always is listed as, you know, questionable with a hamstring pull. I don't know what Bill O'Brien is doing. Actually, I do know what he's doing. He has all the power in the front office, and he's running that team into the ground
Do you think other teams around the league are just calling Bill O'Brien every day?
I think they know that he's a sucker.
Yeah, so they, his phone is ringing off the hook.
Yes, I think people know he's a mark. They know they can get one over on him, and he's getting fleeced in every deal.
And what's Deshaun Watson thinking?
I don't know.
He's
got to be thinking, I got to get out of here.
Correct.
Like, I got no shot at winning.
When his deal's
he had one of those cryptic tweets or Instagram messages like a week or two ago where everybody was interpreting that he's very unhappy. The only thing I'll say about this is I don't disagree with anything that you're saying about Bill O'Brien's personnel decisions. He's found a way to win that division a lot. And they won the division last year. They were 10-6. And yes, some of these moves don't make long-term sense when it comes to salary. And eventually they're going to have to give Deshaun Watson a boatload of money. They're probably still the favorite in that division. Maybe you go Titans because they had a great run. But Tannehill's going to have to perform like he did last year. And I don't know that everybody's going to count on that.
Look, if he goes out and somehow wins 11 or 12 games with this motley assortment of
skill
position
10?
Players... I guess you can win. Maybe you can eke out 10 wins with this squad. I don't know. I'm just not a believer.
Well, they should
in
be.
Him.
They should be the favorite with all that talent they had.
Right.
But let's see what happens now.
I know is everyone's hating on him so much, it makes me almost root for him. It really does. I don't care about him. Either way, I have zero opinion other than everyone just mocks him.
Like, what if he's a mad genius?
Yeah, it makes me root for him. Makes him an underdog.
Everyone mocked him about the Clowney trade. And where's Clowney now? He can't get a deal for longer than a year at more than $12 million.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Well, he overplayed.
All right, well,
Clowney
the Hopkins trade
his hand.
Clowney might have been a fair deal. Well, Hopkins trade was just stupid.
I know, but what happens if Hopkins, like, there's more to it than that we just don't know about. Like, we just assume Bill O'Brien's an idiot, but maybe Hopkins is, you know, a real pain in the ass. Like, and they could see this coming. They don't want to deal with him.
True. That might be the case.
I mean, you got to give some credit to Bill O'Brien.
But you know
if
what?
If they're winning the division every year, he's not a complete idiot.
Yeah, but they haven't done anything in playoffs. He didn't do anything. And he played in a bad division
How many teams would take 4 out of 5 playoff years?
Plenty. How many guys would take Deshaun Watson? You better win divisions with Deshaun Watson.
Well,
you know? But I just think that if you're – I mean, there's going to be pains in the butt on your roster. Every team has them. If you're giving up – a better player for less. You're taking a step backwards. I'll bet against them this year.
By the way, how good is this deal going to look when Brandon Cooks, you know, smashes his head into the turf in week two and can't play for 9 weeks or is done for the rest of the season?
Well, that would suck. Right. But you know, the other side of it is the Rams. They went all in on Gurley, Cooks, and Jared Goff, and Goff's the last guy standing. They gave all those guys big money.
You can't move Goff. I think he's due like $36 million this year.
He still kind of stinks.
He's not going anywhere.
Like, fantasy football related kicks, it just puts more value on Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods.
Correct. Those guys are going to.
And now they'll probably draft someone there.
And Higbee at tight end, Gerald Everett. Those guys are going to see more balls.
Well, they've pivoted. They've pivoted. I mean, I've read that McVay and the GM there, they wanted to change the way that they were doing things. So instead of going with that three receiver set that they were doing with Kupp, Cooks, and Woods, they're going to go more two tight end.
Right.
And they're going more running back by committee instead of having Todd Gurley as the lead back.
Here's a super sleeper for you. Late round pick, Daryl Henderson, the running back, multi-dimensional guy. Didn't get a lot of run in his rookie season, but now with Gurley out of the way, he's gonna make
some
waves
number one
in year two.
He'll be the number one. Yep.
Yeah.
So some interesting moves there in the NFL. I guess we're a couple weeks away from the draft. So at least we still have that. They are, you know, trying to come up with events. The NBA, I guess, is going to have horse. I don't know if you guys
By the way,
horse
I got
stakes.
A question. I got a question.
Watch
for,
it.
I got a question for Drabby. Drabby, still there?
Yeah.
Fantasy football related. So Drabby and I are in a league where I've talked about it before. It's called Campus to Canton, where it's a combo NFL / college football fantasy league, right? We already had the NFL draft. All right. It was a 23-round draft. We finished it. It took 8 days, 9 days, whatever. But so now we have to have the college draft, assuming the college season starts on time. The college draft will be later in the summer. But clarify this. To determine the college draft order,
yeah.
do we have to put our own mock draft
yeah.
in for the NFL, and whoever is closest gets the first pick?
Yeah, I like it.
So it's just the first. It's just the first round, though, correct?
Right.
Well, no, I think it determines then you're going to snake back the other way.
No, no. What I'm saying is we're only predicting
the first round of the NFL draft.
So we
because
have to.
Otherwise, yeah, you're just. It's going to be a random generated order, and that's dumb. So you might as well put some sort of research into it.
So I have to predict every pick in the first round, and the more picks I get right, I'm higher up in the draft.
Yeah, whoever has the most points. Gets the
I kind of like that method.
It's crazy. All
I
right.
like it.
All right.
I'm like that I don't have to do it, but I like that you guys
are doing
it. It's
just weird. It's just strange.
They're just killing time. Just right. give us something to do.
That's all it is.
All right, coming up next, we're going to shift gears. We'll see what's happening in the entertainment world. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 Entertainment Insider joins us next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.